Over on the cable channel FX, the drama Justified begins its second season this week. It's about a U.S. Marshal based in Kentucky, but critic Eric Deggans says it's not your usual cop drama. That's because the lead character is part of an interesting trend on FX, smart and emotionally complex working-class heroes.
Here's a few things Raylan Givens definitely is not. Lazy, insecure, unsophisticated, or stupid. Givens is a modern-day U.S. Marshal with the soul of a sheriff from the Old West, as streetwise and smart as you might imagine.
Whoa, okay, I'm just going to ask you one question. Do you know how a firearm works?
Here, he's just doused an angry sex offender with gasoline, trying to convince him to put down his gun.
The key word in firearm is fire. When the pin hits the cap, it makes the charge explode, meaning there's a spark, which should be of some concern to a man soaked in gasoline. Can we just try to end this without you turning yourself into the human torch?
Played by actor Timothy Oliphant, Raylan Givens is the opposite of the stereotypes we're often fed about working-class men on television. In Givens' world, catching the bad guys and winning the shootouts is the easy part. Mastering his life and the unpredictable moves of those he loves most, that's what keeps him up at night. And he's not alone. Look across the wide range of dramas FX offers, and you see lots of similar shades. The wisecracking, self-destructive fireman Tommy Gavin in Rescue Me. The crafty, streetwise biker gang leader Jax Teller in Sons of Anarchy. And the overextended, desperate, ex-heavyweight champ Patrick's Lights Leary in Lights Out.
How far behind were we?
Margin of error.
I told Teresa we'd have a car back by tomorrow.
They're asking for the first few months prepaid.
What about the bingo money?
IRS garnished it.
What?
Either by design or accident, FX has lined up a mighty array of working-class anti-heroes. Seriously flawed fellows, scuffling and scraping for a living while trying to hold their families together against the longest odds you can imagine. To insult such men, some might call them white trash. Elsewhere on TV, they're lighthearted buffoons like Larry the Cable Guy or that bickering father and son from American Chopper. But on FX, they have emotional intelligence. They have depth. And they just happen to lead some of the best, most sophisticated dramas on television. FX seems to be slyly rewriting the rules for white working-class characters right before our eyes. And in exchange, we get some of the best, most exciting, unorthodox figures on series television. Pretty good bargain, if you ask me.
Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.